away from break, big
2 minutes.
Yeah, we got time. We'll hold the break 5 minutes.
Have a seat right there, Miss Judy.
Yeah.
We're gonna put this.
We'll do like angry. We'll hold the break till we want to.
She probably doesn't need this. She probably just needs to stick mine.
Lori, thank you very much. Do you allow me to eat ketchup at your restaurant? Can I eat ketchup at your place?
You sure can.
Boom!
Yes.
I'm in. Thank you.
Thank you, Savannah.
Thank you, Savannah's restaurant.
Well,
yes.
Thanks.
All right, Miss Judy here.
So that's where we'll be chowing.
All right, Miss Judy, can you hold that? Just hold it right up to your lips right there.
Yep.
You're on statewide radio now.
Worldwide.
Statewide radio.
That's right.
Yep. We hear you're the queen of the mountain.
Now, listen. If you can tell all those people behind me, just be quiet.
Yeah, you about be quiet, Miss Judy, so she can hear.
Yeah, so she can hear.
I have two hearing aids, as strong as they can be.
Right.
And so it takes me a little while.
You're doing good. You're
97
good. You're
years 90, old.
97, right? 97 years old?
I'm 97, with a birthday in a couple of weeks. September.
Wow. That's not too far away.
We'll be 98.
Well, happy birthday to you in case we don't see you.
But listen, I'm old enough not to wake up as early as you guys.
You heard that right.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So when the girl came by a while ago, I had my pajamas on. Well, maybe it's the difference in sunrise point and sunset point on Mount Nebo.
Right.
I was born in a house near sunset point.
Really?
Yes, up here on the mountain. And so there was more people living in the sunrise section of Mount Nebo because it's larger. And there were more houses there.
It's 1915. Is it 1915?
Yes.
1915 14, when you were born. 1914. Wow.
Yeah, more houses in the sunrise.
Right.
So since I was born on the sunset end, I decide I can sleep a little longer.
That's right.
The sun doesn't come in my window and wake me up.
What do you remember about being a kid here on Mount Nebo back in the early 1920s?
Well, I remember that games were the order of the day. And when we would come up here in, say, June the 1st, I would come with my grandmother. And I remember about when I was about 7 or 8 years old, the only tennis court on the mountain was the one we made in our backyard. And so we would announce the day that we were going to scrape. So everybody would bring their hoe, and we would scrape the grass off of the dirt, and we would have many happy days playing
tennis.
Ask her about the lodge, David.
There were so many people up here with kids my age that we would have a group there ready to play tennis in the morning, and we would choose our partner and spin our rackets, and the one that had the smooth threads on the racket would get to play first. So four would play at a time, and after, there would be so many kids that we would only get to play two out of three games.
Did you have kids that would come up from different parts of Arkansas, like Little Rock, or mostly folks here in this area?
Oh, yes. There were kids mostly from Dardanelle and Russellville. There were groups from Fort Smith, but most of the families that had homes up here, and there were a lot from Little Rock, too. I remember George A. McConnell, his parents would come up here in the summers and stay at the old hotel.
Yeah, yeah, tell us about the hotel.
Tell us about that hotel over there.
And George A. And others don't come to mind right now, but there were, Betty Sue.
Betty
Jiggs,
Sue.
Jiggs Cunningham. The Cunninghams.
Jiggs would come up here?
Jiggs would come up here and play tennis.
Jiggs Cunningham?
He wasn't a very good player, though.
What, did they stay at the hotel or the big...
They ran the hotel. His mother did.
Okay.
His mother was Miss Maddie Cunningham, and she was Robert Cunningham's wife, I think.
Well, how did everybody stay cool with no air conditioner back at, on these hot summer days back in the day?
Well, nobody had any air conditioner.
I know.
You didn't know you was hot.
We were cooler than most people in the valley.
Yeah.
Yes.
Were you married? Did you meet your husband up here on Mount Nebo?
Oh, no. I was raised in Conway.
Oh,
I got you.
My husband, Morgan Prince, lived about 8 blocks from me. So we got together in high school in Conway.
Wow.
But when we married, we always, he had a job, of course, other places, but we had the vision of retiring to Mount Nebo.
Mount Nebo. How long have you lived on Mount Nebo?
Let's see. 1970 is when we retired, and my family, I mean my husband and I, moved up here in 1970. But all that time, we came in summers.
Kept coming.
We kept coming in summers, and I doubt if there was a summer we missed.
Now, were you actually born on the mountain? Were you actually born here?
Yeah.
I was born in an old house.
In the house.
It's called the Wheat Cottage. It's down that way. And when my husband and I moved up here, we decided that it was so, the walls were thin and single walls, and you know that winters are quite different from the summer, so we decided to build a house. It would be cheaper actually to build a house, but my husband, since we lived next door, he was sort of a homebody and liked to he left the going to me.
Oh, we hear you still go.
Yeah,
he was spend much of his time repairing and painting the old house, so we've kept it up.
Yeah, we understand you still drive yourself up and down this mountain. Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Well, maybe I have said I could drive it blindfolded.
Blindfolded, wow. You probably could. As much
Golly.
As you've been up here.
Well, it's when you have a good car and the road is fine. The road hasn't always been fine.
Yeah.
Oh, I imagine back in the 20s, it probably wasn't as good as it is now.
Back in the 20s, during the winter, which would be, say, 9 months, the rains would wash
it out.
Road out, and of course, and the cars and the wagons would find a new route through the trees.
Well, that's how you did. You used to do the wagons regularly up and down.
I remember one time I was I had a toothache, and I was about 12, I think, and my grandmother found that Mr. Croom on the other end of the mountain was going downtown in his wagon, so she hitched a ride with me on Mr. Croom's wagon.
All the way down the mountain.
All the way down the mountain. And the, by the way, the Dennis and his family lived up here at Sunrise Point. So, see, he got up early and went down to be
with Dennis. He wouldn't still be around, would he? I broke a tooth last night. We got to take a break here. I know we're running late. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.